Like many French, 35-year-old Mohamed Hamidi has a mixed opinion of the United States, one that has not changed since he went on a trip to America earlier this year, a trip paid for by the U.S. government.
It was not a positive point of view before, and it's not a positive point of view now. I think it's nearly the same. I think that there's a lot of good thing in the U.S., a lot of good thing in the economy, in the diversity, in the dynamism. But I think there's a lot of negative things in U.S. too, social things, the problems with the poor people, with the ghettos.
A high school teacher in the Paris suburb of Bondy, Hamidi is among hundreds of French to have taken part in a five-decade-old program sponsored by the U.S. government to send future leaders to the United States. Its aim, to give international visitors a close-up view of the U.S. and of ordinary Americans. The program's alumni include French President Nicolas Sarkozy and Prime Minister François Fillon. U.S. embassies have recently been encouraged to target minority leaders for the visitors program, particularly Muslims, although only a relatively small number have been selected in France, home to 5 million Muslims, Europe's largest community. Many are Arabs and Africans who live in France's low-income suburbs that erupted into violence in 2005. It appears their perceptions of the United States are a mix of admiration for its music and movies and dislike for its foreign policy, particularly in the Middle East. James Bullock is head of public affairs at the U.S. Embassy in Paris.
We recognize now that there are also leaders in the minority community. We want to make sure that they are included in these programs, because when they come back, and we do try to stay in contact, we can build on their experience of 3 weeks in the States, the contacts they made, the ideas they had, and we hope have a positive influence, not to propagandize them and say America is all good and America is always right. Not at all.
The drive to give foreign visitors a more accurate picture of America is also shaped by the September 11th attacks on the United States almost 7 years ago.
International terrorism is certainly a challenge, and if our programs to build better mutual understanding help to delegitimize the appeal of terrorism to young people growing up in the French suburbs, then fine and wonderful. We're not gonna take the place of the people who work in security, and I mean there are things that happen to police and military.
An expert on Islam in France, Frank Fregosi, participated in the U.S. visitors program in the past. He says young French from the suburbs in particular can learn that American society is much more diverse than they imagine.
But in the case of France, what is important perhaps is to make understand these young people living in the suburbs that they can understand that the United States is a very complicated, in which you have different minorities, for instance, and all these minorities can live together. And that's, I think, one of the main issue of this type of international visitor program, to make us understand what's going on in the United States and how the U.S. government deals with the diversity inside the United States.
Participant Mohamed Hamidi is an ethnic Algerian whose parents are practicing Muslims, although he is not. He spent 3 weeks touring the United States in May, visiting Washington, D.C., Mississippi, New York, and Los Angeles. He saw poverty in tough neighborhoods, but he also says he was impressed by the diversity in the U.S. government. During his visit, Hamidi had a chance to meet U.S. presidential candidate Barack Obama, who is black, at a rally in Philadelphia.
I was very impressed by the people and by the men. I think for us in France, for example, Barack Obama is an example, because for people from Africa, from North Africa, from Asia, you have no deputy, you have no senator, black or Arabic. In U.S., you have someone now that it can be the president of the country.
Since coming back to France, Hamidi has been writing about his experience in the United States in his blog and speaking about it to his students. The U.S. focus on the French suburbs has received new and not always accurate media coverage here. One French article suggested the CIA was recruiting in the suburbs. But efforts to build cultural bridges are not new. The French government, for example, has programs in the Bronx, a tough New York City borough, and brings Muslims and other visitors to France to get a better understanding about its idea of secularity and the separation of religion and state. Bullock says the message of the U.S. visitors program is simple.
It's a very general message that America is a diverse country, that Americans are going to work every day, trying to make a living, trying to get their kids through school, all the things that people in France are trying to do.
As for Hamidi, he says that while his trip to the United States has not changed his view of America, it has changed the way he thinks about France. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.